With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The search for victims of Hurricane Helene continues. Jennifer King has more.
Entering the second week after Hurricane Helene, exhausted rescue crews must trudge through mud and debris as they look for residents listed as missing.
Number of missing, we're looking at over 200.
In Asheville, North Carolina, Buncombe County Sheriff Quentin Miller is holding out hope.
We're coming to pick up our people that's out there.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says entire towns have been wiped off the map.
Rescue teams have saved countless lives, and the search for people still goes on.
A lack of phone service and electricity is hindering efforts, and crews clearing trees in the Blue Ridge Mountains are coming upon gullies and washed out bridges. The U.S. military is sending additional help. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, they're going back to work, at least for now.
A massive dock worker strike that shut down cargo ports across the East Coast and the Gulf Coast earlier this week has been suspended, with workers agreeing to return to their jobs Friday as contract negotiations continue. The International Longshoremen's Association has been trying to hammer out a new work contract with the U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents terminal operators and shipping lines. President Joe Biden said the decision to reopen ports is patriotic and shows that collective bargaining works. Vice President Kamala Harris said she applauds all involved for their efforts. Former President Donald Trump has likewise spoken in support of the dock workers, although he has also blamed massive inflation for throwing gasoline on the fire. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Vice President Kamala Harris visiting the union stronghold of Flint, Michigan. Harris has been unable to secure endorsements from some unions that backed Joe Biden 4 years ago. Former President Trump also out on the campaign trail, heading to Georgia. He'll be appearing with Governor Brian Kemp. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 321 points, the S&P adding 45. This is SRN News. Most abortions are elective.
According to a new analysis by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, 96% of the women who get an abortion in this country do so for elective reasons, not because of any risk to their life or health. A breakdown of the data by CLI indicates that less than 1% of abortions take place in cases of rape or incest, and less than 1% are to save the life of the mother. A little more than 1% are carried out because of an abnormality in the unborn baby. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Ulmer Munster in southern Germany, the world's tallest church, but not for much longer. The Gothic-style Lutheran church's reign began in 1890, but is expected to end next year. Spain's so-called Tower of Jesus Christ will be completed. At an eventual 565 feet high, the Catholic Basilica in Barcelona will be about 35 feet taller. This is SRN News. A pair of Democrat senators calling for the government to investigate Boeing executives for allegedly putting profits over safety. Bob Agnew reports.
Senators Elizabeth Warren and Richard Blumenthal penned a letter to the Justice Department complaining of what they say has been lax oversight of Boeing in recent years. In cases where passenger safety has been compromised, the pair complained about relatively small fines coupled with what they call a toothless commitment to improve aircraft safety. The letter also notes Boeing has cycled through three CEOs over the past 6 years. Bob Agner reporting.
It's become a big annual tradition. Hundreds of colorful hot air balloons scheduled to take off together for the 52nd annual Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. The nine-day festival starting Saturday, one of the most photographed events in the world. It draws hundreds of thousands of spectators to New Mexico each fall. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.